Caribou say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is entirely about Kibud Av Va'em. Again, another pretty well-known daf with a lot of famous Mamaros. Mamaros? I don't know. Anyway, either way. So we're going to start here at the Tzidatz. Kol Mitzvah Za'av Alaben, right on Lamed Aleph Bay, is about 8 or 9 lines up. Nice second wide line. Kol Mitzvah Za'av Alaben, again, we had said in the Mishnah, all the mitzvahs of the Father, or whatever that means, we'll have to discuss, right, is obligated, right? Both of the man and the women are chayiv. So the Gemara says, what my call him, this is Ava Laben, what does that mean? Ilei makom mitzvos is a mechayiv, Abba Lamevid Lebrei, Noshim Chayavos. If you tell me that everything that a father is obligated to do for his son, women are also obligated. So we learned on Amud Aleph that that was not true, right? Right? A father has to give his son a bris milah to redeem him if he's a firstborn. Aviv in imolo, right? Only the father. Sam Ravida says, no, this is what it means. Right? Kol mitzvos av mutelas ala ben lasos la aviv. Right, anything that the son has to do for his father, echad anashim echad nashim chayavim, right, that is an obligation on men and women as well, right, equally, right, both females and males have to do kibud av va'em. So tell me, you know, the Tanna Rabbanan, and this is what we learned in the Braisa. Again, we quoted this yesterday, ish ein li ela ish, right, ish imov aviv tiro, that a father has to fear his mother and his father. So that tells me it's only obligated on the man. Isha minayin, how do you know a woman is chayav in that as well? Kshu omer, when the father says tiro, they shall fear them, right? Harikash layim, right? Both of them, right? Both men and women are chayav in kibud av va'em. Vim kei matamal omer ish. So why does it say that ish imov aviv tiro, that a father, that a man has to be afraid of his parents, or really more revere his parents? Ish sipik biyado lasos, isha ain sipik biyado lasos. Because, right, a man, it's easier for a man to have time and be able and available to take care of his parents, right? Why? Because the woman, right, who is married, right, has certain obligations to her husband. So she's not always available necessarily, right, when the parents, right, come calling, right, she has certain obligations that, to the husband that come first. Okay, fine. Amarav idi baravin amarav niskarsha. But if they were, if the woman is divorced and she doesn't have that obligation, right? So then shneim shavim. So then the man and the woman are equal, right, in their chiyuv of kibud av va'em. So Tanna Rabbanan will understand the braisa. Nemar kavod. Sorry, kavedes avicha v'yachzim echa. Right, famous pasuk. Venema, also pasuk also says kavedes Hashem me'on echa. Right. So the Gemara says that hishra kos of kibud av va'em lekavod makom. Right. The Torah has compared and made equal, right, the kavod that we have to have for our parents and the kavod we have to have for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Similarly, Nemar ish imov aviv tiro, that we have to have a certain fear or healthy respect and awe and venerate. Is that the word? And anyway, of your parents. Venemar, the pasuk says, similarly, as Hashem alokecha tiro so savod. Right, so the Gemara says again, Hishra Kosov Moras of Ve'im L'Moras Hamakom. So just as you have to have Yira for your parents, you have to have Yira for Akash Baruch Hu. Similarly, Ne'emar, it says, Mekalel Aviv Imo Mos Yumas, curse your parents Mos Yumas, Ve'emar Ish Ish Ki Kalel Akav and Asach Ado. Right, similarly, right, you can't curse your Akash Baruch Hu, right, you obviously get the Chi of Misa. Hishra Kosov Birkas of Ve'im L'Birkas Hamakom. Right, the Torah command, Birkas is Lashon Saginah, right, so you want to say that. I guess we said it before in the pasuk, but we don't want to actually say it straight up in our own vernacular. Right? It says cursing. Right? Birkas refers to cursing. Right? So the Torah has compared cursing your parents to cursing a Kosh Baruch Hu. Avalakav, and the last one, right, hitting your parents versus hitting a Kosh Baruch Hu. So vade ef, sure, obviously, there's no pasuk, right? You can't hit a Kosh Baruch Hu. Okay, but either way, I mean, it would theoretically be the same, but a Kosh Baruch Hu, obviously, you can't hit. V'chim bedin, and certainly it makes sense. Because Sheshloshtan Shutfenbo Shutav, right, there are three partners to the creation of a person, right? Again, Rashi quotes it over there, the Gemara and Gemara Nida, right? There are three partners, the man and the woman, right? And Akash Baruch Hu blows in the neshama, right? So that's already, right? Those are the three partners, right? Again, as the Gemara is going to explain right here, Tanur Baran. Is that the same? I don't think it's... No, it's not the same Gemara. Okay. Either way. Tanna Rabbanan, Shlosha Shutfen Hei Ba'adam. There are three partners in man. Akash Baruch Hu, Aviv V'Imo. Right? Father, mother, and Hashem. V'zman Sh'adam Mechabed Aviv V'Yazimo. Om Akash Baruch Hu Ma'ala Ani Aleim Ki'il Darti B'neihem. V'chabed Nuni. Right? Akash Baruch Hu says if a person is Mechabed to their parents, so Rakash Baruch says, it's as if I lived amongst them and they have honored me. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Golu v'yadu l'vnei misha amar ha'aya olam. It's revealed before the one who said the world should exist, right? Meaning Rakash Baruch Hu. Sheven mechabit imo yoser me'aviv. Right? Probably the reason we use that language is probably because Rakash Baruch Hu created the world, right? He knows the natural order of things. And what he says is it makes more, it's the natural order is that the son honors his mother more than his father. Why? Mipnei shemish adlaso bedvarim. Right. If you look at Rashi, right, mefato. So, right, the mother is able to kind of take care and kind of appease and speak nicely or nicer. Right. Generally, obviously, generally speaking, right, than the father. Right. The fichach. Therefore, right, hikdem akash baruch kibud av lekibud aim. Therefore, the right says kabed esavicha v'esimecha. Therefore, the pasuk says right, the father right comes before the mother, because normally, right, the general right, a person or a son, right, honors his mother, has a better relationship with his mother necessarily, and also, right, v'galo v'yadu l'fnei misha amar v'ayolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that shaben misyare me'aviv yoser mi'imo, right, that a son is necessarily a little bit more afraid of his father, has more maybe healthy respect or awe. Right, of his father more than his mother. Why? It's a different relationship. Why? Fascinating. Not because he yells and screams and hits or whatever. Because he teaches him Torah. Right, so there's some sort of respect, etc. Right, in that relationship. Therefore, Hikdemakosh Baruch Hu more aim than more out. Therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu said, right, Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Right, that when you're talking about yira, right, the mother comes first. When you're talking about kibud aviv, right, the father comes first. That's what the Gemara points out. Right, that because of this natural tendencies. So the fear, right, mora aim comes before mora av, but kibud av comes before kibud aim. In the pasuk, at least, not in real life, just in the pasuk, right? The Torah is trying to kind of encourage us to do more than we naturally would. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Nachman. They taught in front of Rav Nachman. Bizman Shadam Etzaris Aviv Yasimo. Person unfortunately does not do Kibbutz Avim and bothers his parents. Hashem says it's good that I don't live amongst them. Shelo Mali Darti Benayim Tiruni, because if I was there, right, they would bother me. Kiviyachol, right, as well. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, call over Avera b'seizer. If a person does an Avera in private, kilu dochik ragli shechina, it's as if he is kicking or shoving away the feet of the shechina. Shenema, as the pasuk says, kol mar Hashem ha-shamayim kizi, fa'aretz adom ragli. Right, that Hashem sits, his kisei is in the heavens, right, but the land is where he puts his feet. Kiviyachol. Am Rabbi Shuban Levi, also l'adam shi'alech arba amos b'koma z'kufa, it's also for a person to walk four amos, but with a straight back, right, meaning very arrogant kind of back, right, upright, etc. Shenamar z'pazit says, melo chola, it doesn't mean you have to be bent over, but that you should walk around so haughty as if, you know, right, your neck, you can't even see where you're going, right? Your neck is, and chin is all the way up. So Pazik says, Malo kol ha'aretz kevodo, because Kosh Baruch Hu, right, is filling the entire world. Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, lo maski arba amos begilei arosh. Right, this, I feel like people think that the whole, you know, you're not wearing yarmulke, don't walk, you can't walk. Right, so, okay, it's cute, it's not really true, but it's based on this Gemara, right? This Gemara says, right, I've heard that very, very often, right? So, Rabbi Yeshua, Ravuna, right, Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't walk Dalet Amos without covering his head, right? It's a discussion, Shulchan Aruch, whether this is Mamash Halacha L'Maaseh or not, okay, whatever, fine. Meaning why? Because Amar Shechina L'Malam Eroshi, right, because he wanted to have a reminder that the Shechina, right, was above him. Shaul ben Almana Achas is Rabbi Elazar. There was a son of some sort of Almana. Asked Rabbi Elazar, not some sort of Almana, but some Almana, asked Rabbi Elazar the following Shaila. Abba Omer Heshkini Mayim Ve'ima Omer Heshkini Mayim. Let's say your father wants a glass of water and your mother wants a glass of water. So Ez Mehem Kodem, who comes first? Amalais, he said back to him, Hanach Kvodim Echa Vasei Kvod Avicha. Right, because you have to put aside your mother and serve your father. Why? Not because, again, the Judaism is sexist. No, not because father is better than the mother, but because we have dueling obligations here. Because she'atavi mecha chayav mikavod avicha. Right? There's a certain kavod that the wife is chayav to give the husband. So you have the son has to keep it aveim. The mother has to be mechavod her husband, so he has to come first. Okay. But lifnei Rabbi Yeshua says, Amar lo kach. Right? So he asked the same child as Rabbi Yeshua, and he said the same answer. Amar lo, he said, then Rabbi Niskar Shema, what about if they're divorced? Right? So you don't have, you know, competing. You don't have two versus one. that the woman is not chayev to, you know, to honor her husband. So Malay, he said, Mavin Risi Inecha Nikar Sheben Almanata. I see from the fact that your eyes are soft or crying or whatever, that you are the son of an almana, right? He says you've had some tragedy in your life. So, meaning he realized, meaning Rabbi, I guess there's Rabbi Shua, realized that it wasn't halacha lemaisa. He's just asking him, right, so we get Rashi over here, right, he saw that hatel hamayim safal, meaning he said that, if you look at the end of that Rashi, he shivu b'lashon schok, meaning he told them, like, put like the bucket of water, right, on the table and let them both be roosters and they'll figure it out or whatever. Like, tell them, you know, he realized it wasn't halacha lemaisa shaila. So he just kind of like pushed them, shoved them aside. Darish Ula said, Rabba, Darish Ula Rabba. Ula Rabba was, I guess, not Ula, but Ula Rabba. And he was Darish. The following, Piskot de Nasi, the Pesach of the base of the Nasi. My dictate was mean when the Pesach says, Yuducha Hashem kol malchei eretz kishamu imri picha. Right? Right, that Hashem, that all the people in the world, right, all the malcheir, it's, I guess, all the kings of the world, will admit their Kosh Baruch Hu because they heard what he said. What does that mean? So, Amar Picha lo Nemar, Ela Imre Picha. It doesn't say the one thing that he said, but he said Imre, the two things that he said. So, what does that mean? B'shasha Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Anochi V'lo Yelecha. Again, Chazal explained that basically all of the nations of the world somehow heard, either heard literally or heard of, Maimon Har Sinai. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the first two dibros, right, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yehalukim Achirim Al Panai, so Amru Umos Olam, so the nation said, L'kavod Atzma Hu Dorish, Hashem just wants all the honor, Chas V'Shalom. So Kevin, then when Hashem said, Kavod Asavicha V'Simecha, when he said, honor your parents, right, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that right at that point, right, Hashem said, all the dibros, they all died, okay, whatever, he said, that, well, maybe whether he said the first one, maybe the second one, right, okay, regardless of what actually happened. But when Bnei Yisrael got that mitzvah, let's just put it like that. So Chazur v'Hodu l'Mamaros HaRishonos, they went back and admitted, and they realized, they said that, oh, I guess it must be we were wrong about the first two Mamaros, because Kavod Sevicha v'Simecha, right? Hashem is not, what's it called? He's clearly not for his kavod, right? That meaning that Kosh Baruch was giving kavod to his shutfim, as we said before, and Amud Beis. Right, so then it must be, right, that Hashem is kind of not only out for his own, but he's also trying to kind of look out for everybody else. Okay, either way. Rav Amar Mehacha, Rav says, now from this pasuk, Rosh Tavarecha Emes, right, Rosh Tavarecha V'lo Sof Tavarecha, meaning that the beginnings, the first part of your words were Emes, meaning at the first, not the end, meaning that the first Anochi Hashem, right, that was the MS, meaning that's the Shaila, meaning the Gemara says, what, why would only the beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statements be true and not the end? So Ela Misof Tavarecha Nikar Sherosh Tavarecha MS, what it means is that the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Devarim, right, what the end of the Sarah Devarim, or the middle, I guess, right, that it was true, the nations realized that the first were true, meaning that they're not, they were altruistic and not like, you know, kind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Chas V'Shalom Kivyachol Bel Gaiva. Bo Minei Rav Ula. I guess they had Rav Ula. We have Ula. Right? This is Ula Rabba. Okay. I assume these are all different people. But either way, that's the following Shaila of Rav Ula. And Heichan Kibud Av Aim, getting pretty well known Gemara about Dama Ben Nasina, who was a guy. How far does he have to take Kibud Av Aim? Samar Lahem, he said to them, Tzuru Ma Asako Ovi Kochavim Echar Be Ashkelon. Check out this guy in Ashkelon. I always mention it. I love when the Gemara has places that exist today. It really brings it alive. So obviously Ashkelon, city on the coast. Go check out some guy in Ashkelon. Vadama ben Nesina Shmo. This guy's name is Dama ben Nesina. Pamachas b'kshu chacham and prakmatia b'shishim ribo sachar. Right, again, we have a couple versions of the story. The first version is, once the chachamim wanted to buy something for 600,000 beans, silver pieces, whatever it was. V'haya mefatech munach tagas meroshasov shel aviv. And the key, right, to the key to the box, or what if, to whatever he wanted to sell, the chacham wanted to buy, was underneath his father's head, velo tziaro, and he didn't wake him, he didn't bother him. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shalu is Rabbi Elazar. Ask Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel said, ask Rabbi Elazar, how far it has to go. So you start relating the same story with a couple more details. Go check out Ashkelon, this guy named Dama Ben Nesina. This is how they specified. What do they really want to buy? The stones for the ephod. Not sure why they didn't have them at that point. Right? Maybe it could be they got broken. Not sure exactly. But okay. Okay, I never got to answer that question. But okay, either way, so Beshishim Ribo, Sachar, it was 600,000 they wanted to pay for it. Rav Kana, Masne Bishmonim Ribo. It was, maybe it was 800,000. Okay, either way, Vayim Maftech, Munach, Maitakas, Mirashosov, Shalaviv, and again, the key was under his father's pillow, it was under his head, below zero, it didn't bother him at all. Right, and obviously, I guess they bought some from someone else, and he lost out on the business deal. The Shana Acharis, the next year, Nasna Kosh Baruch Hu, Scharo, Kosh Baruch Hu paid him back, Shenoldo Lo Paro Duma, Ve'edro, and because the Paro Duma was born to his flock, and Nichlesu Chachmei Yisrael, that's all, sure enough, Chachamim came back, and wanted to buy it from him. Amar Lohem, he said to them, Yodei Ani Bechem, She'im Ani Mevakish Mikem Kol Mamash Ba'olam Atem Nosnim, Li. Right, I know that if I would ask whatever amount of money, right, you'll pay for this Paro Duma. Ela, Ein Ani Mevakish Mikem, Ela Osa Mamash Hefsadti B'Shvil Kavod Abba. Right, but he said, the only thing I'm going to ask for you is whatever you were ready to pay back in the day when you wanted to buy the stone for the ephod, and that I lost out because of Kibud Avaim. Again, you see that this guy down in Benesina, in addition to having tremendous respect for his parents, he also had a tremendous sense of, Yiras Shemayim, and again, Yiras Shemayim, but understanding Emunah Bitachon, how it goes, Baruch Hu works, right? He understood that the part of Duma was payback, right, for him fulfilling this mitzvah, I guess. Rama Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says, "Umash misha ina matzuva veosa kach matzuva veosa alachas v'kama v'kama." Right, if a person who is not commanded to keep it aveim, right, it gets this. Someone who is commanded, right, certainly, how much more so, right, will he be rewarded? And also, how much does he have to do, right, to honor his parents? Rama Rabbi Chanina, maybe, I'm not sure. Probably Rama Rabbi Chanina. Okay, could be. I don't see it in Rashi or anything. Gadol, I don't know if you have in your Gemara, I have Dalet Aleph Reish Ches. I assume that's Adam Rebbe Chanina. Anyway, Gadol Matzu V'Yosa Mimisha Enim Matzu V'Yosa, right? A discussion that comes up very often in the seminaries and yeshivas, though, a very good kind of philosophical discussion. Gemara says it's greater for someone to fulfill a mitzvah if he's commanded to do it, as opposed to if he's not commanded to do it. Right, obviously, it seems counterintuitive. Seems like, oh, you're not commanded, but I'll do it anyway. I'll opt in. That seems to be very often to be a greater kind of avodas Hashem. But the Gemara says it's not true. Right? Someone who does a mitzvah when he's commanded is better than someone who's not commanded. Without getting too much into the Hashkafa, a couple ways to understand that. Why would it be better? Right? Isn't the guy who's opting in something he's not commanded to better? So a couple of under ways to understand. First of all, the very most simple way, I think. I forget exactly which opinion is which, but one explanation is because Kosh Baruch Hu wants X, Y, and Z. Right? Hashem wants this guy to do the mitzvah, not this guy, or this guy, not this woman, or whatever it is. You're not obligated to the mitzvah at the moment. So what are you doing? Right? Why are you doing this mitzvah? Kosh Baruch Hu commanded certain mitzvahs to certain people, certain mitzvahs to other people, and what are you're opting in, and Kosh Baruch Hu made you pater, right? So what kind of avodas Hashem is that? Hashem said you don't have to do this, so you're going to do it. Okay, kol hakavod, very nice, but why should you get schar for that? Hashem wanted X, and you're doing Y. That's one way to understand. And another way Chazal explained is that when a person is commanded to do something, right, when you get an instruction, right, we all know this to be true, when you get an instruction, someone tells you to do something, there's an inherent resistance. Who are you to tell me what to do? Right? And Chazal explained that the Yetzer Hara certainly pulls on this, right? That when we're commanded to do something, the Yetzer Hara works hard. Right? I think it's Mesilas Yesharim, I forget if it's actually there, if it's Derech Hashem, or maybe one of the Musa Sfarim definitely deals with this. Probably many of the Musa Sfarim deal with this. But explain that basically there's an extra Yetzer Hara, right? A person feels a resistance, right? He doesn't want to do what he's commanded to. That's natural. And when we overcome that, so that's, we're putting in more effort, rather from Tzara Agra, right, according to the extra effort that we put in, right, that we'll get rewarded, right, we put effort to overcome the Yetzirah in that realm. That's why we get more schar, because the person who's not commanded doesn't necessarily have that Yetzirah, right, to not obey, because they're not chayv to obey. If they opt in, right, that's, okay, either way, that's enough of Ashkafa for now. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Marei Shav Amina, man dehavili right. Initially, I had thought, says Rav Yosef, again, the logic that someone who's not commanded and opts in is greater, right, that makes a lot of sense. And that's what Rav Yosef said. Originally, that's what I thought. I would have told you, if you would have told me that, again, Rav Yosef was blind. So if you would have told me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that says, assume potter mitzvahs, I would have made you a yomtif, because I opt into all the mitzvahs, and I figure I'm getting all this schar. The holo mifkidina, v'havida, right? Because I'm not obligated, but I do these mitzvos. V'hashta, but now the shmiel l'hu amar Rabbi Chanina gadol mitzuv v'yosa, yosa v'mishena mitzuv v'yosa, Now that I hear it's greater to be commanded in the mitzvos, adrabba, the opposite is true. Ma'amali ain't a lach Rabbi Yehuda. If you tell me the halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma, that a blind person is part of your mitzvos, right? I will make you a holiday. I'll make you a yomtif because I'll make, give a kiddush because then you know he's obligated, and it's better to be obligated than not obligated. Aki Asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, right? Amar he said, "Vamakazaya lavush sirkun shalzov." Once I was wearing the sirkun of Zav. It's not now, not him, but Dama ben Nisino was wearing this golden kind of piece of clothing. By Yosef being Gadoli Romi, he was again Gadol in Rome. Ubasa Imo, his mother came with Karaso Imenu, right, and tore it off him. V'tefchalo es rosho. We grabbed him by the head, or smacked him in the head, right? The Yarka lo befanov and spit in front of him, velo echlima, and he didn't say a word. He didn't embarrass her. It's that's right. Another just unbelievable Dama ben Nisino setting the bar high for everybody else. Tani Avimi Bered Rav Yavo, Avimi the son of Rav Yavo, said, Yesh Maichol Aviv Pisione Vitordo Min Olam. There's someone who feeds his father Pisione. Pisione is a very fancy bird, very fancy, you know, kind of food, and that gets rid of him. That knocks and drives him away, right, from the world. What does that mean? Right, if you go Rashi, Shenena Shalav, when you get punished for that, Shemar Lo Tzaros Ayin Al Sudoso, because people can kind of like be upset, or the really probably the son, right, resents and is upset about having to serve his father, this kind of stuff. And some people can grind his father for food, which is obviously much much harder, right, to kind of put in real effort, put real sweat into the meal. All right, and that brings that person into Olam Haba. Rashi says, right, the son treats the father, again, it depends on how you treat the father, regardless of what you're serving him, right? If you treat the father, right, you can go to Olam Haba, and if you don't treat him nicely, Rachman al-Islam, the Hefech, the opposite. Am Rabbi Avo, Kigon Avimi, Brei, Kiyim, Mitzvahs, Kibud, because Rabbi Avo, right, so my son Avimi, right, who just stated this, right, is the one who's Mekayim, Mitzvahs, Kibud, Aveim, because Chamisha Bani, Samchi Havaleh, right, he had five rabbis who had smicha, I mean, his five sons who were rabbis who had smicha, Avimi, the Chaye Aviv. Sorry, meaning that Ravimi had five sons, right? In the meaning had Ravimi had five sons that were rabbanim. Have a Rabbi Avo, Kari Abava, right? V'azil upozakle. But when Rabbi Avo came, meaning Avimi's father, right? Avimi would run and open the door for him. V'amar in adamati hasam. He said, "Yes, I'm coming." Maybe just so he wouldn't be waiting. And Yom Achad Amarli Ashkin Maya. Right, one day Rabbi Avo asked Avimi to bring him a drink. Again, Ad Asile, but one Rabbi Avimi came. Nimnim, right? Rabbi Avo fell asleep, and sure enough, Gochin Kai Alea Adi Sar, and he stayed there with that cup of water until he woke up. Stayim also the Darsh Avimi Mizmor LaAsaf, and right, he was very zocha because of that. He got a lot of Sefer Shmaya. He's able to darshan out, right, Mizmor LaAsaf, which obviously a thing in Pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Lei, or Perek of Tehillim, maybe, okay. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avua Labaye. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avua, right, not, that doesn't mean the son of his father, it means his name was probably Avua. Right, anyway, so, said to Abaye, can go on Ana Da'ad Asinam in Beirav, right, Abba Madli Li Kasi V'ima Mazgali. Right, well, when I come back from the Beis Medrash, my father brings me water. The ima mazgali, and my mother brings me wine. Mazo, great from Lashon Meziga, where they use Meziga Zakosis to mix the wine, right? That they used to mix the very strong wine with water. So his father brings water, right? His mother brings wine, meaning his parents are mechabit him because he's a Rav and he's coming back from the Beis Medrash. Shehichi Avid, so what is he supposed to do? Meaning he can't, right? What is he supposed to do, right? Is he going to accept this tircha, right? His parents so dote on him, right? He feels bad. Right, he is be mechabit them, but it's almost like they're be mechabit him. So what does he do? So Amalei said back to him, right? Meimach tekabel meavu lo tekabel. So take it from your mother, but don't take it from your father, right? Because again, you be mechabit her. But what about your father? The kevan debar Torah, right? Who chal shadaiti? Because his father, sure enough, was right. Rabbi Yaakov or Avua himself was a tamal chacham. So he'll feel badly, right? Again, the mother is happy to totally go out of her way. Right, his mother was and served the son, but the father, right, again, as much as he wanted to, right, there was probably slightly a tiny piece of him, that was a little bit upset because he himself was a Talmid Chacham, right? So he didn't. That's what Abaye told him. Okay, in that situation, that was the Eitzah that Abaye gave him. Rabbi Tarfon Havilei Hahi Ima Dechol Imas to have Abaye LeMesach LePuria Gachin V'Sarikle. Right, the story about Rabbi Tarfon that his mother was so old. Right, or he was such a mechaber that whenever she wanted to get into bed, he would bend down, right, and he would be her, you know, I guess step, right? Maybe she couldn't get onto the bed by himself, and she would step on him, right, to get up to the bed. Right, and whenever she, same thing when she got out of the bed, and also v'kamishtavuch be'midrasha, right, and Rabbi Tarfon, right, again, kind of like mentioned this, right, they praised this action, right, in the Beis Medrash. And even though he did this, right, that it was praised, it was amazing, he said, well, it's probably also v'kamishtavuch be'midrasha, maybe he said that he was proud of himself, and they said, you haven't even gotten to the half of it, right, of kibbutz be'im. Right, again, similar to Dama Ben Asina, did she ever take your wallet and throw it into the ocean, right? And you didn't say anything, meaning that there's levels here, and you haven't gotten there. Rav Yosef Gava Shama Kal Kara Di Ime Amar Eikim Mekamish Shchina De Asya. Whenever Rav Yosef would hear his mother coming, he would say, "I'll stand before the Shchina," meaning Kosh Baruch was with his mother. Again, as we said before, right, you're your parents, you're mechamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ashe Mishalo Chaman, right, fascinating, a little bit terrifying statements that in a certain sense, because it's so difficult to do Kibbutz Av'eim, right, Ashrei Mi, it's a praise be someone who never met his parents, and it could be based on personal experience, because Rabbi Yochanan, Ibarto imo mes aviv yaldaso mes imo. When Rabbi Yochanan, when he was in his mother's womb, right, so his father died, and when he was born, his mother died. So it could be the v'chein Abaye as well, right, as we mentioned before. Kumar says, "Any really v'amar Abaye emri li'aim?" Didn't Abaye say all over Shas, "My mother told me this, my mother told me that"? So as we explained, right, it's not based on it's based on this Gemara, right? Ahi mar benisa have, that was the woman who raised him, not actually his mother. Okay, so very fascinating. Akirikach. Ravasi Havale Ahi Ima Zgena. Right, Ravasi's mother was getting on in years, and Amrle, she said to him, "Bina Takshitan, right, I need some jewelry, right? I need something to look pretty." So Avalei, so he made it for her, right? Pretty impressive. Okay, didn't buy it for her, made it for her. Bina Gavra, he said, "I want you to marry me off, right? I want a shidduch." So Narin Lach, right? So he went to look for one. Bina Gavra, the shepherd Kavasei, because he want a guy as good as you. So Shalka, so finally, Ravasi was like, "How am I supposed to find someone?" Right, I guess she's older, but she's getting on in years. What am I supposed to do? So Shalka was a liar to Israel. He realized that basically the thing was that she was losing it. Right, she was unfortunately not all there, right? And he just had to go. Right, again, obviously, and the Chazal point out that he probably took care of her part. It didn't just just throw his arms up and leave. Right, Pasha says he took care of her, but he couldn't fulfill all of her requests. Right, so he went there to Israel. So Shama de Ka'azla Abbas, right? She's sure enough, she was determined to come after him. So also came to Rabbi Yochanan. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei said to him, "Malo teis me'aretz l'chutzar." So he said, "Can I leave? Can I? Okay, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael, but now I gotta get out of here." So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Also, nope, you cannot leave for that purpose." L'krasimah mahu. What about? Okay, well, I guess so maybe I gotta go, greet my mother. What, can I go towards my mother? So Amalei, any of that? Actually, I'm not sure about that. That's a good call. I'm not sure if you can leave Eretz Yisrael to keep it up aim and greet your mother who's on the way. So Asrach Purta. Right, so he waited a bit, and Hadar also he went back to Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi went back to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Asi is his first name, right? Nisratzi is Latzeis Amakam Yachzurech V'Shalom. If you want, you can leave, and Akash Baruch Hu, Hashem should bring you back. Meaning, thought he was, yeah. So also came to Rabbi Elazar, so he went to Rabbi Elazar, and Amalei, Ravasi said to him, Chas V'Shalom Dilma Mitzrach Rasak. I'm saying Chas V'Shalom, but maybe he got angry at me that I wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar said back to him, "My Amalek, okay, so tell me exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said." So Amalei said to him, "Amakom yachzirecha el shalom, right? May Hakadosh Baruch Hu bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, right? B'shalom." So Amalei said back to him, "Okay, v'im isa deratach lo havim b'varech le, right? If he was actually upset at you, he wouldn't have given you a bracha. Adachi, right? V'hachi, right? While they were schmoozing, so shama la rona de kasi. So meanwhile, right, the whole story was moot because Ravasi heard that not that his mother was coming, but his mother's coffin was coming. and she had passed away. So he said, and he said, Amar iyadi lo nafki, right? If I had known that she wouldn't make it, right, I would not have had to leave Eretz Yisrael. Meaning there was no need for me to leave Eretz Yisrael, at least to kind of meet his mother's coffin. Okay, I know it's tempting to go down to the two dots, but I think we're going to stop here because the Gemara is going to switch to Kavod Chayev and Kavod Mesim, and then go on to which is Kavod Yira. All right, I mean, yeah, we're going to call it here. I got sleep close in about half an hour, so have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.